Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 30th, 2010. My name's Martin Drummond, and I want to ask you the question, can we really always have hope? Today was a good day for me. No, I didn't accomplish much of my agenda, but my agenda is not more important than God's agenda. And clearly, His was different than my own. That's why I'm okay with a to-do list that's less completed than my human side would like. It started when I was really blessed and equipped at a men's Bible study earlier this morning. And I was also used to plant a seed for what could be a powerful move of God in the Miami area. Not by me, though, but instead by a world-renowned evangelist I talked with after the study. I'll keep you posted. I was then spontaneously moved to invite one of the men to Panera Bread after the study session. We talked for more than an hour about all sorts of topics, many of them involving ministry. That time with John was very good. And then before I could get into my car, a guy who had been sitting at a nearby table tracked me down in the parking lot and asked if I would chat with him about a number of things. The man named Paul had heard me mention to John David Wilkerson's famous book, The Cross and the Switchblade. Paul said, "I was with David in 1962 when he wrote that book. I couldn't help but to overhear your conversation about the book and the things you were talking about." We found a table and chatted about a number of things for the next 45 minutes or so, including some topics related to faith. It was good. In fact, Paul later visited the www.morningdevotion.com site and submitted a reader comment. Thanks, Paul. I hope to talk with him again and with a friend of his who is wanting to grow in faith despite the pressures of disappointment with certain life circumstances. Then it was to the home office in order to write this devotion. The phone started ringing, though, before I launched the task, and it kept ringing. Nearly all the calls were of the sort that I needed to take them. Finally, after meeting a couple of key deadlines, I prayed for the Spirit's leading with a devotion for the day. He came through, of course. He always does. The faith-energizing truth from today's reading in the one-year Bible jumped off the page at me as soon as I saw it. Psalm 71:14 says this, "But as for me, I will always have hope." Wow. Yes, I know that's a very short passage, but it's sure long on meaning. As in, always. Because I love an always God, I can have an always hope. I needed this message and this day of blessings. There are several practical factors in my life that aren't going the way that I believe is needed. It's quite a challenging time. But this passage reminded me that far more important than comfortable earthly circumstances is the sense of spiritual comfort. And that is the fruit of a sold-out relationship with the Lord. My soul is secure in the hands of God because it was covered with a robe of righteousness when I put on Christ. When I confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, both with my words and with my baptism into His atoning blood, my hope moved from fleeting over to eternal. My hope was now based on the promise of the eternal God to keep His word. And as long as Jesus is genuinely my Savior, heaven is genuinely my future. Now that's a reason for hope. Forever. No, some things didn't get done today. But the most important things did get done. God was praised. People were loved. Lessons were learned, and Jesus was thanked. Like I said, it was a good day. As always, I love you, Martin.